Malian authorities refused journalists any access to the airport to film or record planes or passengers. Mali's airline company, known by its French name Compagnie Aérienne du Mali, or CAM, has had its own share of problems with authorities in Bamako. Since it is 20% owned by the government, the company's decisions are sometimes blocked. When a new route began to Paris last year, the service was immediately cancelled, because the company's Airbus plane bore the name of Célestère rather than CAM. Célestère is actually a partnership between new private airlines from West Africa. The company's service to France finally resumed last month without any logo of Célestère or CAM and with the partnership intact. The man dealing with such headaches and running Mali's new airline is a Frenchman, Bertrand Rivet. He says unlike previous failed attempts at aviation companies in West and Central Africa, like Air Afrique, which were run by governments, a mostly private regional partnership makes sense.
Le but étant de pérenniser. On est à une logique économique, je dirais.
The goal is to be profitable. We are in a private mindset, but we use local human resources, and each company also keeps its identity. It is Air Burkina, Air Ivoire, it is the CAM, it is Air Senegal. So the identity of each country is still present as well.
He also says everywhere in the world airlines are teaming up. He says it keeps planes full when several airlines run regional and international flights together. Mali's CAM also runs internal flights, with a small 37-seat Dash 8 plane. Infrastructure is always a challenge. One airport, Kai, has no refueling, so the plane uses valuable cargo space hauling its own fuel. He says unlike in other cases in Africa, his company refuses to make any compromises on security.
It must be a secure, safe, and quality service. In Africa, after Air Afrique disappeared, a lot has happened. Some operators went looking for money, offering what they thought was airline travel, and exploited in very unconventional ways planes without much regulation. What happened is you have planes from Eastern Europe brought in, and we now find a lot of these stuck on the ground, not being able to fly anymore. They also left a few dead bodies behind. That is not all what we do. It is maybe a little costlier, but what we want is to go to bed at night without worrying too much and know that we have security on our side.
Mali's new airline is also innovative in that it offers consumers the possibility to pay with cash online.
C'est la grande première sur le continent africain et même presque mondial, je dirais. Et c'est par du Mali, j'en suis très fier. C'est le paiement cash en ligne.
This is a big first in Africa and maybe in the world. I'm very proud of it. When you do not have a credit card or any checks, you can pay cash, even though you're online. It is not exactly putting your bills directly into your computer's screen, but we work with a banking partner which specializes in cash, which takes your order, your ticket is reserved, and once the cash is received, the reservation becomes equivalent to a ticket. Once you get to the airport, we know we can fly you securely, both financially and in the air.
Aussi bien aéronautique que financière.
In addition to the government share, Mali's airline is owned 51% by the Aga Khan Fund for Economic Development and 29% by private investors. One of these is Mamadou Sédou Thiam. He has long worked with the main investor, Karim Aga Khan, a French national of Pakistani origin who was born in Africa. Thiam says he is proud to help finance Mali's new airline, even if it may take time to see a return on his investment.
Le transport aérien, c'est toujours un challenge. C'est pas un métier facile.
He says it is not easy and that when the plane takes off, there has to be zero problems. He says security is more important than profit. Jam says Mali needed an airline company and that Prince Aga Khan needed an airline in his goal to help develop hospitals, infrastructure, tourist sites, as well as renovating mosques and museums in Mali.
Si vous prenez une compagnie comme Air Afrique, c'est zéro accident. Zéro accident pendant toute l'existence d'Air Afrique.
Jam feels Air Afrique was not such a bad company because it never had a fatal accident. but he says financially it was not solvent and that it showed professionals need to manage airlines. In Mali, Air Afrique was succeeded by Air Mali, which also went bust. Cham even worries about what Rivé described as a breakthrough, namely the online cash payments.
Vous savez, c'est dans tout système de paiement, il faut qu'il y ait d'abord une sécurité, quoi. Il faut pas que ça soit une monnaie de singe.
Cham says there must be security here as well, and that funding for it cannot turn into what he calls monkey's money. He says it is not because others now have the possibility to easily pay for a relative's plane ticket that they will be able to afford anything else during their travel. He says besides those doing the pilgrimage to the Mecca for the Muslim Hajj, air travel remains the privilege of the upper class in Africa. Both Cham and Rivé welcomed a new European list that recently banned more than 80 airline companies from Africa because of poor safety standards, including 50 from the Democratic Republic of Congo. They say they take their responsibilities of managing an airline company seriously, even if others have previously given the continent's aviation industry a bad name and a dangerous precedent, both in business terms and safety. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Bamako.